Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear every Sunday in the full color pages of the Comic Weekly. Having eluded a Japanese trap in the rolling hills of Java, Jungle Jim and his stalwart group of United Nations guerrilla experts are contriving a trap of their own. Guided by the Dutch underground leader, Jongheer Van de Vandt, they arrive at an inland valley. This valley is dotted with important rubber plantations, all of which, of course, are in the greedy hands of the Jap usurpers. Knowing all too well the value of the stolen rubber to the enemy, Jim is determined to stop its production. From a vantage point near the head of the valley, Jim reconnoiters. As Jim surveys the countryside through field glasses, his friend, Sing Lee, watches him with a knowing smile.
The Japanese will have this valley protected as heavily as a wealthy man's only daughter.
The heart of the valley and the source of its life is the dam down there.
So we blow up the dam.
But it is under constant guard.
Oh, I'm getting sick and tired of running away from these monkeys.
But you can see for yourselves the dam is impregnable.
Let's see. The bed of the stream on this side of the dam is practically dry. If two or three of us could creep up on it...
You are dreaming, Jim. The machine guns would make confetti of you.
Perhaps the rest of us could keep our machine guns busy elsewhere.
That's the idea, Sing.
Please, you must listen to me.
If we could get inside the floodgates and plant a couple of time bombs...
Inside the floodgates? What's there just below the catwalk?
Sergeant McGovern is pretty sharp when it comes to ordnance. I'll see if he can rig up a little package for us from some hand grenades.
It will require more than two of you, Jim. And if you will pardon my unseemly blushes for suggesting it, the years have given me wisdom.
I'm sorry, Sing. Your wisdom will be a lot more valuable giving those Japs something else to think about.
You are right, I suppose. And even if I disagreed, it would do me no good. You will take Kolo, no doubt.
If I know Kolo, I'll have to.
I humbly suggest the hour before daylight for the attempt.
Let's see. That gives us about 4 hours to get some rest.
You are determined to indulge this whim?
I'm afraid so, Jongheer.
Jim's whims are forged from steel.
Well, I'd better get together with Mac and Kolo.
You think our friend is making a mistake, Jongheer?
A mistake, Sing Lee? I think more than that. I think Jungle Jim is committing suicide.
The two friends exchange a worried glance as Jim consults with Mac and Kolo. In just a moment, we'll see whether Jongheer Van de Vandt's fears are justified. You know, that popular expression, right out of this world, certainly applies to the Comic Weekly. For the Comic Weekly brings you page after page of brilliant full-color features. Features that take you right out of this world and into a world of action, thrills, chuckles, and suspense. No wonder the Comic Weekly is America's favorite funnies. No wonder 15 million readers look forward each week to its surefire entertainment. And no wonder the Sunday paper that brings the Comic Weekly to this city is one of the 15 leading Sunday papers of the nation. Ask for that paper every Sunday. Now, back to the troubled Java night and Jungle Jim.
Good thing this irrigation ditch is so shallow, Jim.
Yeah, Mac, but keep your eye on the catwalk up on top of the dam there.
Not do no good, Twan. Night's been dark like pocket.
It's okay with me. Just as dark for the Japs as it is for us.
Ah, the breeze is freshening. Be daylight before long.
Maybe so you need help with time bombs, Mac.
I can manage.
Hold it.
Looks like we've hit the home stretch, Jim.
Yeah. All we got to do is climb the dam to the floodgates.
With an army of Jap sentries right on top of us. Nothing to it.
No, I'll take the lead. Then you, Mac. And Kolo, you bring up the rear.
What do you do with pistol, Twan?
Swinging it over my neck with the lanyard so I can use my hands. You'd better do the same, Kolo.
Give me a hand with this musette bag, Jim. I want to sling it around so it's hanging down my back.
Hey, wait a minute. You'll choke yourself. Put your right arm through the loop.
Like so?
And that's got it. You sure you can manage?
Oh, sure. It isn't heavy, just awkward.
Concrete block been built like steps. Nice people.
Okay. The floodgates are in the center. Over towards the left a little. Well, let's go into our act.
Hey, wait a second, Jim. My legs aren't as long as yours.
Well, here, give me your hand. Now then, up you come.
Slope of dam didn't get steeper now.
Yeah, but the steps are shorter.
Wait. Okay, he's gone.
Who? The sentry?
Must have been. I can only see his shadow.
Bird's been waking up, Twan.
Let's just hope the Japs don't do the same, Colo.
Yeah. How much further?
Not much, Mac. So far, we're right on schedule. Sing Lee and Tom Sun ought to be setting up their machine guns about now.
Yeah, they better be. Look at that sky.
Can you see the catwalk from down there, Colo?
No, Twan. Only reeling.
Well, keep your eye on it. Oh, here. Here are the floodgates.
What do we do now? Bust into the prisoner's song? How do we get past those iron bars?
Why do you think we brought that steel saw?
Ask a foolish question, you get a foolish answer. Now wait till I swing this Mazette bag around so she can get at it.
Hang on, Mac. Colo, can you reach up and unzipper the Mazette?
We'll see. Stand still, Mac.
Saw ought to be on top. Can you find it?
Me catch. Here, Twan.
Okay. It's too bad we can't use an Acetylene torch, huh?
Oh, sure. And a floodlight and a pneumatic drill.
This blasted thing has teeth like an old hag.
Guess that's what they mean by an old saw. You know, a tooth for a tooth.
I'll find you half month's pay for that one, Mac. We'll get out of this alive.
Yes, sir, Captain Bradley. Yes, sir. If we get out alive.
Wait, Twan, wait.
Sentry.
Hold your breath. Boy, that was close.
Yeah. Let's get this over with, Jim.
No, wait. Let him get out of earshot. Can you see him, Colo?
Still too dark. Not hear steps no more. Him gone. Okay.
Hey, you know, I've just been thinking. Suppose that monkey just went to get some of his playmates.
You think of the swellest things, Matt. Now, there. That's one of them, anyway.
Sky been getting plenty light, Twan.
Hug the wall.
Yeah. He's okay. I'm shooting other way.
Must have spotted Sing Lee.
Better us make chop-chops, Twan.
Yeah, my tootsies are falling asleep from standing still so long.
Hey, listen. Sing Lee's right on schedule, anyway. Now, if we only had a decent saw.
You arm been get tired, Twan. Want Colo saw some?
No, I'm all right, Colo. You keep your eye on that catwalk. Oh.
What's the matter?
Hey, that's funny. This block I'm standing on shifted with my weight.
If we can do our stuff, this whole dam will shift its weight. Up.
Not much more to go. Get ready now.
Me? I've been ready for a couple of centuries.
Any sign of life up in that catwalk, Colo?
Plenty lively in blockhouse. That's east end. Nowhere else.
There. Okay. We're all set. Now, climb up on this ledge with me. Watch your footing.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, some of these things are loose.
Now, listen. Put your weight against these two bars I've sawed through. We've got to bend them back.
Ready, Twan?
Yeah, I'm ready. Now, one, two, three.
That's getting it.
All right. All right. Once more now. One, two, three. More.
Good now.
Yeah, that ought to do it. I'll crawl in first.
You okay, Twan?
It's so dark in there we can't see it, Jim.
All this place needs is a torture rack to make it a perfect dungeon. All right, Mac. Hand me your Musette bag.
Oh, will I get the blasted thing over my...
Here, Mac, let me help.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah. Okay, now, it's coming at you, Jim. Handle it gentle now.
All right.
Yeah.
I've got it. Here. Now, come ahead. From here on out, it's up to you, Mac. You're the ordnance expert.
At the moment, I feel more like an earthworm. Okay, now let's get to work.
Here, the time bombs you rigged up. 6 grenades.
Yeah, wired together to make 3 pairs. Now we'll plant one over here. Right over here.
Well, the more we can spread them out, the more damage they'll do, right?
Yeah, but the detonation wire isn't as long as I'd like it to be.
What beam set off charge, Mac?
Delayed action fuse, Colo.
How much delayed?
Oh, about 20 minutes, maybe a little longer.
Yeah, it doesn't give us much time to get back to home and mother, does it?
Nope. Now I'll plant the next one over here.
Wait. Not to talk. What's wrong, Colo? Yeah, that beam gone. Watch out.
I didn't hear anything.
I saw a beam from flashlight. Yeah, look. Move, Twat.
Gee, Colo, you certainly know how to use the business end of that knife.
Get on with your work, Mac. Let's drag the Jap inside here, Colo.
Is he still? No, Twat. He got knife in throat. That's it. Come on, put him right in here. There.
Now.
Wait.
Huh?
Maybe so. Need knife again.
Now, careful, Colo. Don't get your foot caught between these limestone blocks.
All okay, Twan.
You sure he won't bother us again?
Him be only bother ancestors now.
You fellas all set?
Soon as you are, Mac.
Okay, then. I'm pulling the fuses.
Let's go, then, Colo. The same way we came.
Sooner us live in this place, more better, Colo-like.
Careful when you show yourself now. That sentry may be missed.
All right, Twan.
Go ahead, Mac.
How about you?
You first, the same way we came.
All right. Watch yourself crawling under these bars, though.
Make plenty chop-chop.
Keep out of sight of that catwalk, Colo.
More better you come plenty quick, Twan.
And I will. As soon as Mac gets...
I'm all set. Come ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'll be right with you. And listen, we'd better... Ooh! Oh, now what the blue blazes...
Come on, Jim.
What do you think I'm trying to do?
What's been wrong?
My foot, it's wedged in between these limestone blocks.
Try shifting your weight.
I am, Mac. I can't budge the blasted thing.
Take it easy now. I'll come back and give you a hand.
You'll do no such thing. You and Colo go ahead.
Us not living without you, Twan.
I could disconnect the time fuse.
And spoil our whole plan? Nothing doing. Get along now, the both of you.
No. No soap. Not without you.
If I could only... Oh. It's no use.
I'll be right with you.
No. Do as I tell you, Sergeant. You and Colo go on without me. That's an order.
This has been wrong things, Twan. Us not living...
You'll do as I tell you, both of you. We came here to blow up this dam. And we're going to do it, do you hear? Even if it means blowing up me along with it.